News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. So we very much appreciate that. Lynn Hall being our producer this morning. Rob Center's got the day off, so we appreciate her help and hard work this morning. On the news line with us now, we have Adam Slaughter. He's a staff member of the Standard Journal in Milton, the great newspaper that covers Lewisburg and Milton. We've seen his byline on 100 other stories. I'd tell you he's a sports reporter, meeting coverage, breaking news coverage, feature story writer, and what else, Adam? What else do you report on while you're over there?
Well, like you said, I cover some sports photos and anything else Kevin might have me go out and get. Like this weekend, for example, I'm going to be covering the Lewisburg Parade, and then right after that, I'll be going up to the opening of the bridge over there in Northumberland that's going across to Route 15. And after that, I'll be going to get some Little League photos. So I'll be all over the place.
You'll be busy. Okay, so Saturday's going to be a busy day for you. Well, you are also a videographer and edit video and have produced a documentary called Reflections of Agnes. Tell us what was the genesis of this project? How did the idea of a video documentary with interviews come about?
My interest in this first came from just hearing stories growing up, as my family, being my mother and grandmother, lived on Front Street in Milton at the time of the flood. So they actually had 7 feet of water on their first floor. So like I said, growing up, that was something I've always heard about, and so I've had an interest from that point. And then, gearing up for the 50th anniversary, we actually had the original pages sitting out on one of our tables down at the office, and this was for that original 72 flood book, that they had put out years ago. And when I saw that laying there, I had talked to our publisher, Amy Moyer, and I said, for a long time I've thought it'd be interesting to do a documentary on this. And then, of course, I shared my personal connection, and I mean, almost right away she was all for it, and got the green light pretty quickly from there, and we started gathering names and collecting stories, things like that, and it just kind of grew from there.
How long has it taken to get to this point? Now, the Reflections of Agnes will be shown tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Milton Library. Standard Journal is hosting that event at the library. It's free and open to the public. How long ago did this begin?
It actually would have been the very last week of February when it was kind of in the idea stage. So from there to just a couple of weeks ago, well, actually, maybe just 2 weeks ago, was when I actually finished everything as far as the video goes. And so, in the span of about, I would say about 3 months is what it took to do the actual production side of things.
What will we see tonight? Tell us about Reflections of Agnes.
Well, it features several interviews with people from Milton. You'll see people ranging from, people who were homeowners at the time to interviewed several people who were involved with the Milton Fire Department, a couple people who worked for Chef Boyardee's at the time, share some stories there, and some people who worked for the borough. So just a variety of interviews from different perspectives, from people who were living in town at the time and experienced it firsthand.
Well, we read about it in some of the Standard Journal articles this week, and George Vinios brought it up in his Milton history book, this Vic Michaels prediction. Our former sister station, WMLP, Vic Michaels was involved in the ownership then and was a... I'll call him an intricate weather watcher, fantastically studying maps and rainfalls and so on. Tell us about that story again, that he was accurately predicting just a catastrophic flood.
Yes, so Vic Michael was going up against the Flood Forecasting Service in that, you know, he was saying that their prediction was going to be too low based on what he was looking at and the information he had. And he, you know, pretty much got on and started warning people that it was going to be a lot higher than what they were calling for. And, you know, they got some pushback from that. And, you know, the police and the local officials didn't like that and were kind of warning him. But he ended up being right.
Well, that's right. He accurately predicted that the town will be inundated with water, with about a dozen feet in some parts of the downtown, with water going all the way up, you know, three or four blocks into the town. And Milton is as near as I would certainly remember the hardest hit community in terms of widespread damage and so on. As you uncovered this and did these interviews, you're finding out about a resilience and a character of people that are flood survivors and recoverers. Tell us about this, sort of the mindset that you start to see that's a through line through the people you talk to.
Well, it really was amazing to hear all of the stories, and like you said, the more you interview and the more you hear, you start to see, you know, certain themes popping up in each interview. And certainly one of them was, you know, everyone had shared how much, you know, the people of Milton and even people from outside of the community, you know, all kind of came together to help clean up. I mean, people who weren't in the flood itself, you know, came in to help, and there was just this, this spirit of community and people helping one another. It really is amazing, you know, to think of everyone coming together in a time like that when people need it most. So, you know, that was one thing that stuck out to me.
Did you end up hearing conversations that might relate to the higher and more frequent floods that we get now, not higher than Agnes, but higher than previous generations, and flood insurance and flood control and flood walls and this kind of thing? Did you get a conversation about that aspect of sort of emergency management and flood control?
There were a few conversations. I know one of the things was I had talked with Rick and Jeff Kalp of the Kalp Agency, and they had mentioned, you know, changes with flood insurance. And one thing that they had mentioned was at the time of the flood, I think they only had 6 policies, which, I mean, you think of an area, you know, that was hit so hard, that's kind of hard to believe. But, you know, now, of course, there's, I think, a few hundred. And that's, you know, of course, something that's required now if you live in a floodplain. And then another thing that was brought up again in several interviews was the redevelopment of the town, which had been in progress before the 72 flood, but then afterwards it kind of propelled that forward a little quicker, I think, you know, trying to get buildings out of the floodplain and putting other things in their place, or in some cases, you know, buildings came down and nothing did go up. And there are, you know, a couple of empty spots downtown that you might not think about if you weren't around at the time, but, you know, looking around, you can kind of see that there's something different.
Right, yeah, it was building to building to building up and down Broad Street and the other streets there. So, and now you do have a little bit of green space in between, and the buildings that are newer are elevated. So you see the McDonald's, for example, and the medical facility offices there with this, just a certain degree of elevation that's there. At the same time, in Milton, there's a tremendous and wonderful gentrification that's happening along some of the older homes along Front Street, but those homes are in the floodplain. Have you had to, either for the documentary or now, an opportunity to talk to some of those residents, and they're ready for their first flood in the years ahead?
Well, I did talk to at least one gentleman who does still live on Front Street. Well, he actually lived, I believe, in Mahoning Manor at the time and now lives on Front Street, you know, years later after the flood. But, you know, one thing he said to me was, you know, almost daily he goes in and checks to see, you know, the river levels, and you know, they have a plan in place if the water does come up again. So, you know, living in that area, you do have to prepare you know, for a high water event, because although it's unlikely that we will see something like that again in our lifetime, it, you know, it could happen, and it's always good to be prepared.
We have just a moment left, Adam. I'll let you invite folks to come hear the documentary you edited tonight, Reflections of Agnes. Please ask people to come and see this evening.
Yes, please come out. Like you said, it's free to the public. It's going to be outdoors, so just bring a lawn chair. We do have some water and some popcorn available. So come on out. Starts at 7:30. We'll have a few people speaking beforehand, and then we will be screening the documentary afterwards. So feel free to come out and join us.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Sounds like a wonderful evening. Adam, thanks for all you've done to piece all this together. I know you put a lot of hours into it, and I just know the minuscule details of video editing, so I know that you have been busy since this February date. Thank you so much for all you've done, and we're looking forward to seeing Reflections of Agnes tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for your support of the Standard Journal. We appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, support the Standard Journal with a subscription. They have great paper in Milton and Lewisburg. Adam Slaughter's a staff member, does a lot of their digital photography and writing work. You can see him throughout the paper on any given day. And edited and produced tonight's Reflections of Agnes, 7:30 p.m. at the Milton Public Library.